Welcome to Anchor. If you're new here, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free with creation tools to help you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you to other streaming platforms like Apple Music and Spotify and more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Download the Anchor app today and join in.
I went and picked up Adderall for you, and the place let us do it. We got wasted and put up our Christmas tree the first weekend of November.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the witching hour.
Well, all right, where do we begin? Here we are in our peasant apartment in Uptown.
If only you could see a visual.
I killed a centipede in here this morning.
There's a psycho cat roaming the halls.
We are currently streaming E from our friend's fiance's parents app. Because we're too poor for cable. I mean, I just bought a parking lot in the alleyway. That's about as, like, much I can spend on extra expenses this month.
I spent $600 at Nordstrom Rack. $600 that I don't have.
I paid my health insurance premium today, and that was about all I can afford for the rest of the week.
I sat at my work desk and picked my split ends for about 3 hours today.
I went to the break room 5 times for candy.
So did I.
Oh my gosh. Oh, did you pause it?
No.
Oh. We're over here plotting how we can make money without actually working.
And so I think I would be judged for doing sugardaddies.com and selling my feet pictures on Instagram.
So this is the next best bet. So, welcome to the witching hour, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost Whitney's bedtime. I'm surprised she's starting this podcast so late.
We have 2 minutes until 8 o'clock, which is actually the witching hour. And I think, like, we're just going to get drunk off of wine and just bitch during this podcast.
Speaking of, do you need a refill?
Yeah, but I think we're out.
There's rosé in the fridge.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Let's just give you a little background of the rosé. So, I hope you listen to this.
Do it!
So, about 3 months ago, Dua's pet passed away. So, Ashley and I thought, oh, let's go bring her some rosé and a card to try and cheer her up a little bit. We bring her over the rosé. She puts it away. About a month and a half later, maybe 2 months, she comes back to my apartment to hang out with Ashley while I'm not here and brings the rosé with her to drink. First of all, who lets rosé sit for that long?
Not me. Actually, at my aunt's birthday party on Sunday, she asked me how long wine is good for in the fridge.
Say, I don't know. I've never found out.
I don't know, because I finish a bottle in one sitting. Like, so, mother, like daughter.
So the moral of the story is, there's rosé in the fridge. Thank you, Dua.
We're going to drink it. Honestly, this podcast has been going on for 3 minutes and 24 seconds, and I feel like we've been talking for a lifetime.
You know, I thought I'd have a lot more to say.
Well, we just watched the episode of The Kardashians where Tristan... bitch ass cheats on Khloe big lip, and and we decided that we are way more interesting than the Kardashians, because they're just like, so are you excited for San Francisco? Yeah. And Kendall Jenner is so boring. But anyway, we decided that we are going to install cameras in our peasant apartment because... Has it been opened?
I think so.
Whatever. But we both run around our apartment naked a lot, so...
Not at the same time.
Or do we? Sister, sisters.
Whitney said that not.
Well, my mom thinks I'm a lesbian. She's been asking me that since high school. And, like, shout out to my lesbians, gays. Like, I love all y'all. Here's the thing. Also, love the dick. Mom, hope you're not listening. But the issue at hand is that, like, there's one person who's not a lesbian. It's probably me. I could tell my college stories, but, like, I'll save that for a later date where I can't get fired from my 9 to 5 where I pick up my split ends for 3 hours a day. Cheers. Cheers.
I just poured the 6-month-old rosé in case anyone's wondering.
Alcohol is alcohol, am I right? Anyway, for whoever's still out there.
It still tastes good.
You must be really fucking bored right now. But we're going to make this a weekly thing.
Yep.
Because, honestly, I know it's like a millennial thing to think that you are really fucking interesting, but we are really fucking interesting. Whether you want to believe it or not, like, that's fucking up to you and your problem if you don't appreciate us, but we are the fucking shit. So just relax, pour yourself a glass of wine, get drunk with us. Let's get fucked up.
Let's get fucked up on a Monday.
Also, we thought about making, like, weed wine.
And we'd call it ween.
Or whiny.
Or whiny.
Weedy, whiny, miny, mo.
Wide or ween.
Catch a wiener by its toe.
I kind of like ween because it rhymes with lean, like, which is what? Like Lil Wayne.
Lil
Wayne.
But this is like the white girl version of lean, except I'm black.
Ween. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Demi. Come on. So keep an eye out for that. We will have the Ween. That's my great aunt's nickname.
Ween?
Yeah. I don't know if we can do that one anymore.
We'll think of something.
Okay.
So, basic white bitch moment. Are pumpkin spice lattes done now? Like, are they doing their holiday drinks at Starbucks?
Yeah, and you get the reusable cup. I never had one pumpkin spice.
I had one.
Does that mean we're old or we're not basic? We're unique.
We could be less basic because I just like normal coffee now.
Same. We're old.
Oh.
It's crow's feet.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, you guys, I have crow's feet
I love
now.
That you said you guys, like we're talking to actual
people. Like anyone's actually listening.
Maybe one day. The funny thing is that, like, we're not even drunk. Actually, it's a Monday night, November 5th. Tomorrow's election day. Go vote.
Hey. Go vote. You know what? This is how dedicated I am to voting. I'm driving to Wisconsin tonight.
Yep.
So I can sleep at my parents' house and get up and vote the next morning.
She is a dedicated American basic bitch.
And you might think, why is your ID still Wisconsin? Great question, because I haven't lived there in 8 years.
8 years. She's lived with me. We have like a domestic partnership.
Because we're thinking about filing it so we can get a tax break.
Can we?
Uh-huh. I think so.
But does it have to be 8 consecutive years? Do we have a lawyer out there? Omid? Omid, are you listening? come out wherever you are.
We're trying to save money. We stoop to any level to do so, whether it's
honestly
making a relationship.
I think my body, sell my soul, sell my feet, honey.
Yep. Sell my sexuality.
Sell my sexuality. Not my brain, though. Our walls in our apartment are so thin that people outside our door right now could hear every word we're saying.
For sure.
Same with upstairs. Same with downstairs. Hello?
Where was the cat meowing from then? Because it felt like it was in the courtyard last night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. Probably was. That motherfucker is a psycho.
I don't know.
Okay, you guys. This is going to be the end of the road for right now. Until Demi and I
come up with more topics. This was a little like
scatterbrained, like
spontaneous.
You know that Stassi, like you actually have to sit down and like make a show. Like you write a show. Like you write it out. Like notes and stuff. Like you have to work. Oh shit. Maybe this isn't what we want to do. work.
Oh, no, but this would be easy to come up with.
What do we talk about?
Well, if we actually sat down and planned it ahead of time, I think we'd find it pretty easy to figure out what to talk about. Let's just look at on this day 1 year ago
and see if Jesus.
It brings up any memory.
Jesus Christ, that's probably scary. Demi lost her phone. Demi's a fucking hurricane. There's one thing you need to know is that this bitch
is a... Oh, it was right behind me the whole time.
Oh, Christ. She's blonde. Blonde hurricane.
Okay, let's see here. On this day a year ago... I'm sure I probably posted something about...
I don't know how I feel about this rosé. Maybe it's just a change because I was going from, like, white to a pink, but it's a pretty bottle. All right, we got...
Oh, I know.
What?
4 years ago today, I squatted over 200 pounds.
Wow, truly amazing. Today... I came home from work at 4:30 and had two dinners.
Oh my gosh. And I still had my fitness blog.
Wow.
I need to get back into that. And I posted a very basic picture of being a Tommy.
Demi, no one wants to hear this on our podcast.
Okay.
All right. We're signing off, boys and girls. It's been real. It's been fun. But it hasn't been real. Fun.
I would disagree. I think it's been real, and I think it's been kind of fun.
Demi's a pushover, people pleaser. She has no backbone or spine, and she always has to find the bright side of things.
I just want it to be noted that it is 8:07, which means we are well into the witching hour.
I'm getting crabby. You know, it's time to go to bed.
Insults are coming out.
Well, motherfuckers, thanks for tuning in to the witching hour. We'll bitch at you tomorrow, baby.
Oh, yeah.